Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd Today. Here's
Brad Shepherd.
Today, cutbacks in One Town Police Department, Massachusetts gun purchase requirements, care for a guinea pig, and your peanut butter may be bad. This is Thursday in Western Mass, May 26, 2022. Glad to have you with us. Another nice one today. Breezy sun clouds, high 73. The winds are south 10 to 15 miles per hour. Chance of rain at 40%. Tonight, cloudy with occasional rain showers, a low of 57. The winds are south at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance of rain, 60%. Ultraviolet index at 70. Humidity, 62%. May I interest you in a guinea pig? An unidentified person who found a box of 28 guinea pigs, including both adult and babies, left beside a dumpster, brought the animals to Dakin Humane Society just yesterday. Now, many of the females are pregnant, and all are being treated at this time. There were already more than 20 guinea pigs in Dakin's care before yesterday, which has created a challenge for the organization to provide the necessary housing, staff, care, and, where possible, foster care. More than 20 of the guinea pigs that arrived at Dakin Wednesday, mostly the babies, tested positive for ringworm. Foster caregivers are needed to help these guinea pigs, and the time commitment would be approximately 2 to 3 months. Fosters would need to give oral medications to the guinea pig families daily and provide twice-weekly baths. Dakin will give you housing, food, and medication for the animals. And if you're interested in fostering these guinea pigs, you're asked to email springfield@dakinhumane.org. Dakin is in the process of purchasing many cages immediately for the guinea pigs, and as well as other necessary supplies. The cost to treat each guinea pig with ringworm, approximately $250, not including staff time. So any individuals who would like to make a gift to help offset the cost of care may do so at dakinhumane.org. And Dakin has waived adoption fees for the little guys until further notice. Each of these pets currently available for adoption is healthy and ready to join any family. Mayor Sarno and the Springfield Veterans Services Department will hold the annual Memorial Day commemorative ceremony with a short program and honorary wreath-laying ceremony at the Veterans Monuments located in Court Square. Well, the Texas school shooting tragedy has naturally invigorated the gun violence debate on a national scale. Here in Massachusetts, we have laws and restrictions on obtaining a firearm. If you're wondering to buy a gun in Massachusetts, you first have to obtain a license. And there are two types. A license to carry allows for a semi-automatic, large-capacity gun and small gun. It also grants concealed carry of handguns. You must be 21 years or older. Firearm identification cards, you've heard them referred to as a FID card, allow possession of only small-capacity guns, and they are open to those ages 18 and up, and ages 14 to 17, with parental consent. Fully automatic or assault-style guns are banned in Massachusetts. All first-time applicants must complete a safety course and log their fingerprints with their local police department. Well, after completion of the course, the application goes to a state and federal background check and a check with the Department of Mental Health. The duration can be as long as 60 to 90 days. On receiving your license, you may purchase a firearm with no further waiting period. Our local police departments are hardly immune to rising costs and tighter financial times. The Greenfield Police Department is very transparent on what the impact of this is for the entire department. To wit, due to deep budget cuts imposed by the City Council, coupled with fuel costs that are approximately double what were budgeted, the Greenfield Police Department is implementing the following changes effective immediately. Staffing will be reduced from 4 single-officer cruisers to 2 double-officer cruisers. Cruiser mileage will be limited to trips that are absolutely necessary to our core mission as a police department. Idling of cruisers should be limited to reduce fuel consumption. We have an estimated deficit in our fuel line item of $25,000 for FY22 as a result of recent spikes in fuel costs. We expect these fuel costs to continue to rise for FY23. We will continue to give the highest priority to life-threatening calls. The department recognizes that these changes will affect response times for certain calls. Our proactive approach to crime and traffic enhancement and enforcement, and our visibility in the community. These significant changes are designed to ensure the safety of our officers by sending no fewer than 2 officers to a call while addressing the financial and political realities that confront the department. Oh no, not Jeff! Well, check your pantry and your fridge. More items are being recalled in connection to the Jif peanut butter recall. Initially, there were more than 45 types of peanut butter products recalled because of potential salmonella contamination. The recalled items include fruit snack trays and celery snack cups that contain Jif peanut butter. Albertsons is recalling products sold under several brand names. Products include snack cups and other treats and were sold in Alaska, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Connecticut, District of Columbia, Delaware, Hawaii, Idaho, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Louisiana, Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts, Montana, Nebraska, Nevada, New Hampshire, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, North Dakota, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, South Dakota, Texas, Utah, Vermont, Virginia, Washington State, and Wyoming. This is a widespread recall. Well, at this point for me, commenting on the horror of the Texas school shooting is almost superfluous. There's not much I can add to what you're already hearing and seeing from every corner of the media. I will, however, share with you an excerpt of a letter written by John Provost, the superintendent of the Northampton schools. Quote, "We work hard to create caring, safe school communities in which adults and children respect and trust each other, and all students feel connected and understand expectations and receive the behavioral and mental health support that they need through our social, emotional curriculum and support such as responsive classrooms and our partnerships with clinical support options, in-school counseling and psychological supports, and our anti-bullying policy. We work proactively to support students as well as address behaviors that could become unsafe." Unquote. Direct quote from a letter. An excerpt from a letter written by John Provost, the superintendent of the Northampton schools. I appreciate you being with us for today's program. Remember, our shows are always available to you online, and they are available to you on demand during the day and during the night when you want to hear them. We'll have our program tomorrow for Friday as we move into the Memorial Day weekend. It's a somber 3-day weekend, not a happy, joyous one. But it is an important one as it addresses those who have paid the ultimate price to secure our freedom and continue our freedom. Thank you for being with us on our show today. I'm Brad Shepherd for Pioneer Valley Radio, and we will talk again.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2022.
All rights reserved.